Welcome to Hands at the Table. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bramhall. Alongside fellow massage therapist, Boris Aranyi, this podcast shows massage therapists how powerful our profession can be. We believe that as a craft and as a profession, massage therapy is only limited by a therapist's imagination and willingness to put in the work. By sharing what we're learning, what we're working on, and what's captured our interest, we hope to broaden your perspective, inspire you to set your standard high, and invest in your craft. Thank you for joining us. Hey, welcome back to Hands at the Table. Today, solo episode, just me, Jeff. I'm going to be talking a little bit about a spot that I'm in right now, and actually going to look to our audience, looking to you folks for advice and how you deal with the situation that I'm currently facing. So the big question that I have today is, how do you deal with taking time off? That's something I've been struggling with because since I started Just Breathe Manual Therapy in July of 2020, I haven't taken more than a couple of days off, and I haven't intentionally taken any time off. You know, the days off that I've had, are just days that have been left unbooked. I'm going to share how I'm planning on doing it, but I would really appreciate anyone else's insight on this. And you can hit me on Instagram at Jay Bramhall, or you can even just email me at jeff@justbreathemanualtherapy.com. So I am planning on taking off a couple of weeks in the month of January. So I generally book myself out a little bit, about a month in advance. It's not, I don't have like a long wait list or anything like that right now. So what I'm thinking of doing is taking my current client roster, sending a separate email to the people who I see on a regular basis and just saying, hey, I'm going to be gone these 2 weeks, block them on my calendar so that no one can book them, and go back and tell the people that, hey, I'm going to be gone from, you know, the 3rd to the 14th of January. So book yourself in now so you don't miss out, because, you know, if you've been planning on coming in the first half of the month, that isn't really an option coming in right out. That isn't really going to be an option for you. So I'm thinking about doing that and then just blocking the whole rest of my calendar so that no one can put time on it. I expect that there's going to be some, you know, I expect there's going to be a disruption in my income. I think January is going to be a relatively slow month money-wise, just because, you know, half the working days means probably half, hopefully more than half the working income. But I've been realizing more and more that I'm closing myself off from some of the community things that I know are important to me, and I know that serve me really well. I haven't been putting priorities in those places. And I feel it in my body too. My whole body just feels like I've been working nonstop for a really long time. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm interested though in how other people have handled this. How do you manage it? How do you budget for it? And obviously I'm planning that part out as well, because I need to be able to pay rent in February, right? But I'm just interested in how that plays out and how the feelings of it also play out. For me, I'm already, once I made the decision that I was going to take that time off, I got really excited and actually got pretty reintegrated into the work as it is. I don't think the work has suffered. I don't feel like my time with my clients has suffered at all. But I need a break, and I'm taking one. And those two things I'm very pleased with. And I want to know how other people manage the time around breaks. That would be really helpful for me. So with that, a little bit of a different episode this week, but I hope it'll be helpful. I hope maybe I shared something that is useful for you, but This is really my call to action to the Hands at the Table community to say, hey, this is how we do this, and this works for us. That would be really awesome, and I'm more than happy to share back what I learned out of the as a result of this episode. Email me jeff@justbreathemanualtherapy.com. Any tips that you've got, anything that's worked well for you, and I will happily share and credit anything like that. And the future version of myself thanks you quite a bit. So with that, I'm going to leave it there, and we'll see you next week at Hands at the Table.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode of Hands at the Table. If you got something out of this episode, have comments or topics you'd like us to cover, please let us know by tagging us on Instagram. Bori is at @restore_revive_therapy, and Jeff is at @justbreathemanualtherapy. We'd also appreciate if you can take a minute to leave us a rating, like, or review wherever you listen. It'll help other people find us. We'll see you next week.